Okay, so we're skipping to Daf Ches Amud Beis. Very interesting little sugya. And the truth is, I don't understand it. But let's read the Gemara first. And really, there's a Tisus. I want to, I guess, really the second Tisus is the one that's difficult. So the Gemara, we skipped to Daf Ches Amud Beis. It's a very interesting. It's not, you know, it's called Agadah. It's not really Agadah. Just a little bit, you know, lighter Gemara, so to speak. So the Gemara on Ches Amud Beis, four lines down from the bend, the four lines down with the large lines. Tamaskilim Yasiru Gezor Rekia Chud V'Gomer. Now there's a pasuk in Daniel, and pasuk says Maskilim Yasiru Gezor Rekia. So the pasuk is mentioning two targets of people, both which get a tremendous shvach. We offhand don't know which one is greater. Here is the maskilim. They get the shvach that they yasiro. This is in the future pashas. It means that they will pashas. It means in item, and when they get their schar, right? Yasiro. This pashas means in the future. Okay. So what does this mean? I'm asking them Yasiro Gergorakia. I know there's they have the Girsa in our Gemara is it says it twice. Someone took it out. Who took it out? What does it say who took it out? I don't really know. What is that Darwin? My Gemara is a Darwin. Doesn't say who took it out. Darwin.
The Yalkut list.
I don't know who took it out. Okay, anyway, Parship Shot, you know, we always like, oh, they're on the other side. Adawin, Bialka Lessa, came be Ian Yaakov Lessa. Okay, so what? I don't know. And Yaakov Lessa, right? I'm not Miss Boyle. You know, the Yaakov Lessa, the Ian Yaakov Lessa, and the Gemara Isa. Okay. In other words, Parship Shot, the Gemara first quotes
well, the Yalkut and Yaakov got it from the Gemara, so obviously they had a different text.
Okay, it's not necessary. In other words,
Yalkut, right? The Yalkut is not its original measures. It collects from the Gemaras okay. And the Midrashim.
Obviously, it doesn't change the meaning if you leave it out. But Parshat Shat, the Gemara first quotes the pasuk. It says the Gomer, so it really first quotes the pasuk with both halves. And then it analyzed each part. That's Pashup Shan the Gemara. First, it's going to, there's a Pazik Maskin as Yagnariki of a Goymer, which mentions Umasika Rabin. Now, what does each half of the Pazik mean? We'll tell you. Maskin as Yagnariki means this. Right. It's not, like it doesn't change the meaning any, but it just.
Strange. If it says a Goymer, it's strange just to repeat everything it said already.
No, because first it quoted the whole Fakir. According to the Gersa that they take it out, the word that the Gomer doesn't belong there. Because
maybe the Gomer was there according to everybody. That's why they take it out. Maybe that's why they take it out.
The Gomer doesn't, if you take out Maskirim, Kisera, and Kia, then the Gomer does, you have to take the Gomer out also because we're first translating Maskirim, Kisera, and Kia, and then we're next explaining Masiga Rabim. So the Gomer would go with the Gersa that is repeated twice. Now, the first they're quoting the entire pasuk, the Gomer. Now, let's take each piece of the pasuk and analyze it separately.
Right.
Okay, we're not, I, you know, no big lumbus here, but I just, I always like to do that for fun because that's what my father taught me, that you always try and miyashe the original Gersa. I assume that was my father must have gotten that, I assume, from Rav Yeshua Beer. I don't know where he got it from. Sure, my father didn't make it up, but that was his approach. He always liked, you know, the original Gersa is the original Gersa. Okay. But, you know, a riot from the fact that, you know, here is what he says, because it's less on the Ein Yaakov, the Gilyan, that's not such a riot. Okay. And they copied over the Gemara and they left it out. Okay. Okay. So what's his first half? So Maskilim, Gezer, Kerakia, Zed, Dayan Shadon Din Emes Amito. Why is he called a maskilim? So the Rashi say, I forgot already. Rashi doesn't say. Maybe the Rabbeinu Gershom said that why are they called Maskidim? No, he doesn't. Dead dying. So Rashi says that Rabbeinu Gershom says Shemaskil Adin Adin. Right? Rabbeinu Gershom explains how it fits into the word Maskidim. Because in order to be done din at the mito, you have to be smart. You have to be figure out the MS. So maskidim means people that are smart. So that's what he says. They're Rabbeinu Gershom. They die in shemaskil, lived in the din, that mito. In other words, he's smart enough to figure out the din, la amito. Right. They die in. Okay. Anyway, Matzdike Rabbim Kigoyche Shemayim Lodom Vayim. Hey, look, Gaboy Staka. Okay. Why are they called Gaboy Staka? So Rashi says, Hamaskidim Eldao Motzarech. Because the Gaboy Staka has to figure out. What the
I think that Rashi is on the next step in the Gemara, when the Gabay Tzedakah are included in the Maskilim.
Oh yes, you're right. I'm sorry, you are correct. But this is the second Rab Maskike Arabim, so it's not Pashit. They're Maskike Arabim because Rashi doesn't have to explain why they're called Maskike Arabim. So the Rabbeinu Gershom says that's Pashit Shema Asim Bnei Adam. Lidain Stako Mastike Lausan. Yeah, in other words, it's Pashit. The Gabay Stako is called Mastike Rabim because they help Rabim do mitzvahs. Okay. So the first Pasik is people that are smart. Those are the Dayanim. The second Pasik are people who are Mizake Rabim. Those are the Gabay Stako.
Rabbi, I think if I'm correct, it's a Mishnah and Peah also. It says, Kodain Jadundan Emes Lamita. It says, also, when it talks about tzedakah over there, what does it mean? Holdain shedondin emes lamita. I mean, is there another option? I'm saying, like, I always had a kasha, like, we're rewarding the guy for doing his job. Holdain, there is no other thing. It's a law in the Torah if you don't don a lamita.
There's a little bit of a tesis here. But let me keep on going. I don't know. Look at the tesis. He wants to know emes lamita. What is that lashon? He's bothered by what's his double lashon, emes lamito. It's not just emes, but it's emes lamito. Okay, let's try and go further. B'masnisa tana. B'masnisa means what in a braisa? Anyone know b'masnisa? That's what b'masnisa means? Well, if no one knows, well, we'll assume.
Masnisa Shas doesn't say where it would be.
We don't have to know where it is. There are prices that we don't know where they are. Masnisa Tana.
That's right, right?
Damaskidem Yasiru Gezara Rekia. Zed Dayan Shadan Din Emes. Okay. That's the Yamito Vigabai Staka. So Gabai Staka gets included in Maskidem. So Rashi says, because Hamaskidim Eldam Wotzarech. And it's interesting because the Gabe Staka is a different dimension to the Gabe Staka, that he also has to be smart to figure out what the Ani needs. So therefore, the Maskidim is referring to people that are smart, that refers to Dun Din Emes, and also the Gabe Staka. Umasika Rabim Kekochim Dodam Voev. Rashi, melamde matzdike rabim heim. Why? Shemelamdim umechantkin osam b'derech tova. Why Rashi had to say that? Like Rashi didn't explain why Gabay Staka or matzdike rabim. But melamde tinaikas, he feels he has to explain that they're shemelamdim umechantkin osam b'derech tova. Okay. I mean, I would have thought that's pretty obvious. that they're teaching the Talmidim the right way. Okay. Kigoyin Man. So it sounds like Kigoyin Man is a funny beast. In other words, it sounds like the Gemara is saying not every Menam de Tinoikis is on this level, only Kigoyin Man, which is makes problems for Tisus, because Tisus seems to learn that every Menam de Tinoikis are on this. But the Gemara says Kigoyin Man. I don't know. If that's Dafko, I don't know what the Gemara means. Kigoyin Man, Pashup Shat is saying only Kigoyin Man. Amarav, go Rashmua Bar Shilas. The Rav asked Rashmua Bar Shilas. Avi Koy begins it. Amarav Shavke Demnusa. Amarav Otreis Hashem Dino Tzchazini. Ba'ashanami Daita Luye. So you see his tremendous Mesiris Nefesh for his Talmidim. For 13 years he didn't take a break. And even when he took a little break, he was Daita Luye. Rashi apparently had a different gear, so Daita in the Hussam, it's Enoikis. Okay, so that's a tremendous Sidkus. But the Shmuz, you could say the other way, that even he, after 13 years, he needed a break. Yeah. But everyone needs a little bit of a break. That's it's just some people can wait 13 years for their break. Rashi says, Talmid Chachamim, Ha'ois Gemit Torah, Talmid Ma'ik Sibu. What's up? Amar Ravina, Ba'oavav Geseis Hashem Ishvu Raso. Okay. So the Gemara says there are three different psukim describing, at least in the Masnisa, three different psukim describing three different things. There's Dun Din Emes and Oisek and Gabi Staka. They're in the first Pasuk of Maskinim, Kizarikia, Kizir Kizarikia. There's a second group called the Menam de Tinaikas. They're in the Pasuk of Umasika Rabim Kikokovim the Oidim Vaib. And there's a third group called Rabbanan, which Rashi says means Talmid Chachamim Ha'oiskim B'Torah Tamid. And they're in the pasuk of Ba'ovav Kaseis Hashem Ishkivu Rasa. Okay. So it's very unclear in the Gemara at least if one is better than the other. In other words, you know, we have three different psukim for three different groups. Doesn't mean necessarily is one is better than the other. Just they're different. They're different. But the Elisa Rabbeinu Gershom for sure says, "And Kaseis Hashem is Mikuburaso, the other Mikulho." So he definitely says.
No, I know that Torah by far is the biggest mitzvah. So, like,
no.
We don't. I mean, all the it's good. Talmud Torah connected kulam, and when one word of Torah is connected everything, we don't.
The opposite. This is my giant problem with this Gemara. My giant problem is that at least I was always taught, at least in this funny yeshiva that I belong to, that. The Menam de Tinaikis, they are the Vasachas, they're learning Torah, because you're teaching the Tinokas Torah, and you're also being Mizaka the Rabbim. The Shiva.
It depends on the demand, because Lamaisa, your learning Torah is 1,000,000th, 1,000th, whatever it is, of the Torah you would be learning in the Beis Medrash.
Okay. So I don't know, we'll see. But the Gemara doesn't make a distinguish on Talmudic demand. Gemara doesn't say.
What do you mean? If you have two people for the same job that are just as good, and so there's no svara of allowing the other person to do that and then go learn?
I don't know. Maybe I do not know. Maybe to defer the other way. In other words, if we hold, I mean, I can't tell you, I'm not such a bucky in the thing, but my impression, I know that by myself, when I was in Israel, and I was quite happy in Israel, and then this job in Miami came up, and the Shiva was encouraging me to take the job in Israel, America, because he said it was the biggest, our bigger about society. So then they actually offered the job to Miami to someone else also. And I was very excited, Baruch Hashem. And I mentioned something to Rashiva, that Rashiva was in Israel then, that, you know. And Rashiva told me, no, you got to fight for the mitzvah. So I don't know if that was only...
Yeah, but the learning over there was the same level, I would imagine.
No, I mean, not the same level.
Oh, the blotch here. No, I'm saying Rebbe's blotch here. The blotch
here. The here are over the top. The learning was much better in Israel, you know. But I don't think that was Rashiva. Did not consider. I don't think Rashiva made any difference with the learning. At that time also.
Maybe Rashiva held EF Shaladi Acher.
I'm telling you, they had someone else.
They weren't right for the job.
They offered the job to someone else too. They offered it to two people at the same time. Why did that? I don't know. They overbooked.
Is there any possibility that Rebbe was more qualified for the job?
Right.
That's not what Rashiva told me. Rashiva told me you have to fight for the mitzvah. Anyway, I don't know. You have to know the Rashiva's Ashkafa. Parshat Shat in the Rashiva's Ashkafa, it was that Lilmod Amenasa Lamed. The way I always heard Rashiva say it is that Lilmod Amenasa Lamed is a form of Talmud Torah. It's not a different mitzvah. It's Talmud Torah in a higher level, because Talmud Torah says,
but I would think certainly that the Gabe Tzedakah, Agave Tzedakah, there's no contest. Again, everything else being equal, no?
What?
No, I'm saying Rebbe started off like a minute ago saying it's that we wouldn't know necessarily like which one. I'm saying, isn't it Pashut that, again, everything else being equal, somebody learning all day is
okay, learning. Maybe.
More than Gabe Tzedakah, I'm saying.
Okay, you know? Maybe. I'm not sure either, because the Gabe Tzedakah has a schutz rabbim. So he has a schutz rabbim. This guy
Rebbe has a tzad. One thing, Rebbe has a tzad. If a guy
Don't have a tzad. The Rabbeinu Gershom says not so. But without Rabbeinu Gershom, I don't know if I would have known that.
It could be we would say that. I don't know. If a guy could sit and learn all day and his only other option is to collect funds for yeshiva, maybe talk
if with we're collecting funds for yeshiva, it could be our boss's tyrant too. Because you're helping the yeshiva exist.
And what if his job was collecting for Aniyim?
Rabbi Stalker here does not mean you're collecting funds for yeshiva.
No, I mean how about for Aniyim?
Rabbi Stalker means you're collecting funds for Aniyim. Not yeshiva.
What would we say? What the yeshiva sheet to be? If a guy only has two choices, he can't even learn.
I'm under the impression the yeshiva encourage guys to go ahead and to, you know, like, you know, people go and they involve themselves in helping to run institutions.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm saying
that's a bigger mitzvah.
Let's say they could run Tomchem Shabbos. Let's say those were the two things. They could, for whatever reason, he can learn all day in Lakewood or wherever. And he could fundraise for Tomchei Shabbos.
So that, my impression, I had that question. Good question. I asked Rabbi Grumblat that question because I was curious, because I didn't know the answer. So Grumblat said that he thinks Rashiva held that learning all day would win.
Rabbi, we have this in the binyan.
But that's because Tomchei Shabbos is not for learning. But if you're collecting money for a yeshiva, then that's part of the yeshiva. That's different. That's what Rabbi Grumblat told me. That yeshiva only said that yeshiva only encouraged guys to leave yeshiva. No, he kicked Rabbi Harris out of the yeshiva to go to Rochester. I assure you, in Rochester, Rabbi Harris didn't get to learn too much. The yeshiva kicked him out. It was a big tumult when he did that. Yeshiva kicked Rabbi Harris out. Send him to Rochester because he held that our Batzis Torah was Deiche. But Rabbi Grumblad said, I didn't ask him Tom Peshat by name. I just asked him if it would be by Sorche Tzibur, not learning. He said, no, that he doesn't think Rashiva would have kicked guys out of learning. Because, like, you're right, Talmud Torah is connected Kulam. Godo Talmud Torah, Yoiter Miatzawas Nefashis. So Tamatayra is even considered greater than Atzawas Nefashah. So surely greater than Time Chay Shabbat.
I mean, you have that famous story with the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. The guy came, supposedly, the guy came to the yeshiva an hour or two late, and he was all happy. So he came over and said, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "I saved someone on the way. So, like, I did something that nobody else in this space measures did." And supposedly the answer was not true. Of course, you had to do it because it was Bala Yadcha, but the people that were learning, they accomplished a lot more than you saving the guy.
Okay, a shrewd story, but okay.
Why,
Rebbe? This is the story of Mordechai. This is the Gemara Megillah. This is the Gemara works it out. The Gemara is like that.
Was a shrewd Gemara, but okay.
Why is that a shrewd story? That
because if it didn't, Pasha, Mordechai did not. You know, we celebrate Mordechai. We don't celebrate the other. You know?
No, I'm saying why is the Volozhiner? Why is the Reb Chaim Volozhiner story shrewd?
Because Pashup Shat, when you save the guy's life, now the guy goes ahead, him and his children and all his grandchildren are going to be doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. So you're also
That's what we're saying.
So that Pashup is our Batsis Torah. That should be Daiche. And there's the mitzvah saving the life. If the guy would drop dead 10 minutes later, I hear. But if the guy is going to continue learning, living.
Well, no, definitely Daiche if it's Bala Yadcha. The question is, like, he was happier. He noticed.
So I'm saying it's not so pasha because you're doing more learning. But we're talking out of our hat.
I heard someone say a shira to answer that kasha once.
What? Which kasha?
The Rebbe gave a shira on that, right?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I think I remember, but okay. I don't remember anymore. But it's a shira. It's a shira.
Would you say Talmud Torah is more important than that's all the verses? Why is it a kasha on the story? So that's the story there. I don't understand.
I understand, but the shaida is that by Mordechai is Hatzalas of
Fashion. Don't forget Mordechai, the story
also of Mordechai. A great deal of learning Torah. So Talmud Torah in a vacuum is greater than Hatzalas of Fashion in a vacuum. So
what's wrong with the Volozhin story? What's wrong with the Volozhin story?
It's Parship Shad, and it's depending on the case, but in a normal situation, you know, the story applies it to all good situations. When you save someone's life, you also cause him to get, you give him an opportunity of a lifetime of mitzvahs.
And what's the game to the vacuum? What's in the vacuum? What does that mean?
Vacuum means, let's say the guy's not going to do any mitzvahs. All you only thing you did is you saved a life. So then, okay, so the mitzvah of saving a life is not as great as the mitzvah of learning. But if it's by saving a life, you are goyrem him and his children and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren to do mitzvahs, so the chayr, you get a chaylik in all those mitzvahs, because that's what we always say, that it's like that's the chayr of avos, that a rebbe gets a chaylik in all the mitzvahs. So if you save a guy's life, you also, a parent gets a chaylik in all the mitzvahs of his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So it's this guy could have learned 2 hours more, but now he got a chaylik in thousands of people, lifetimes of mitzvahs and learning. So it's not so pashut. But okay, anyway, we don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Our Rebbeinu Gershman is mitayik
in the relative brightness. Maybe he wouldn't have that case.
What? I'm sorry, Rebbeinu Gershman mitayik.
He's mitayik in the fact that the it's considered Hashem is Rosh, which is like the brightest compared to the right compared to the Zorakia and the Kochava. He's just saying that. He's not saying Misur de Nafshe. He's saying that this.
Okay.
Here are three different things.
The problem, I like to see Rabbitaisis inside. But the problem that bothers me is that the Rashivas, at least basic Ashkafa, that our Batsis Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Now, there's a machlokes in the Achronim within our Batsis Torah. Is it better to teach adults or teach children? Right? That's a machlokes in the Achronim. If you're teaching.
What does it say? What does it say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu machshiv kids to learn more than Tanoim?
It does say that. It says that in the Gemara. It says that the Olam is koyach chevo pian shel tinoge shel beis rabim. But it doesn't. But they also quote. So on that basis, there are those people that say that you see that teaching tinoge should be a bigger mitzvah. But it also says that ain a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'olamo et adav adamo shel halacha. Which Pashas means learning the halacha, which is a higher level. So they ask it as a stira. So there's a stira. One chazal say that the hevo pi and shaltinaika shall base rabbam because they never did an Avera, so their mouths are pure. So their learning is on a higher Madrega than everybody else is learning, even the Tan Amaraim, and they're Mekayim the world. But there's a different Chazal that said the world's Kayim and Daud Amishav Halacha. So that's a big tumult in the Achrayim. It's a major machlekes between Gdayle Achrayim in which one is better. But the Maisa, either one. I mean, I my impression.
Why is everybody assuming they're abundant or not Marbitzer?
Well, Shipsha doesn't say that they're being Marbitzer. Just say Talmid Achamim. Rashi says. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Talmid HaKama Oizkin B'Torah Tamid. I know, doesn't sound like they're teaching. They're just Oizkin B'Torah Tamid.
And that, with that hashpa that they have on the rest of Klal Yisrael.
I don't know. Doesn't say, you know. Rashi doesn't say. Oizkin B'Torah Tamid. Pashup Shad is, Rashi sounds like he's saying that the Menamde Darnike Tamid. They're not Menamde learning Torah Talmud. They're some of their time is spending teaching the children. You know, really, they're Menamde Tanoikas, but you know that's the difference.
Menamde Tanoikas you can replace. You can't replace Gedolim. Can't replace. Right? Okay. Can't replace the Bein Tam.
Okay, so you're saying Shkafa that a Gado is greater. Then
we don't say that the Hashpa of one Gadol is not bigger than.
I don't know. You know, the Rashiva is a pretty big kanai on this. I don't know. That's saying Rashiva sent David Harris, right? I mean, I wasn't in the inner circle. I can't tell you what was going on, but I do remember it was some little. I was a baby in Yeshiva. I was just in the blotcher, but I do remember there was some tumult, and he kicked Rabbi Harris out of the Yeshiva and sent him to Rochester. Rabbi Harris was relatively young, because Rabbi Harris got married young. He wasn't even that; he was probably not even 30 yet. And Rashiva kicked him out.
Rabbi Harris was 29 when he came to Rochester.
Yes, so he went. Yes, so he was Rashiva 3. You know, now if I would have been Rashiva, I would have said Rashiva knew he was going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. That was already known. I'm pretty sure that was known already. And that's why it was a tumult. So I would have said, "Let him learn another few years. Next Rosh Yeshiva." Going to be, you know, obviously he should learn. Let him learn. Let him give him another. Okay, other people you want to kick out, fine. But Rabbi Harris, you know, it's going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. Let him learn for another 5 years. Let him learn some more.
Then he came back for 6 years from 82 to 88, and he sent him out again to go to Brooklyn.
But when he came back, he didn't come back to learn.
No, but I'm saying even after he came back, he sent him out again another time.
When he came back, he was busy. When he came back, he was the principal of the high school. I mean, Harris came back to be the principal of the high school. And he was the principal of the high school in the Rosh Kaino. That was his double job. But he was the principal of the high school. Rabbi Ginsburg left, he was the principal of the high school. So Rashiva didn't have a high school principal. Okay, so he brought him back. And then he sent him to Brooklyn. He was teaching ninth grade in Brooklyn, right? For many years, he was teaching ninth grade. I don't know. You know, and so the Rashiva had this. I'm not sure if the Rashiva's Hashkafa was that one God. The Chazon Ish definitely held what you guys were saying, that the Chazon Ish held that there's a mystical Hashba and the mystical Hashba of a person learning. And then, you know,
that's the mystical Hashba, there's the right.
Isn't that the whole Lakewood?
Learning for the sake of learning.
I'm not familiar with Lakewood. You know, we had I don't know. Chazon Ish does write such things in his letters. Israel definitely seems to hold that way. I don't know. But anyway, but Rashiva,
a phrase, my impression is, and I never got the end of the statement. Rebbe was going to say it. What's Rebbe's impression of which
is impression is that Rashiva held that even teaching Tinaikas is Daicha sitting and learning to become the God of Adar. If there's a need. Now, maybe you'll say the Gemara is talking about a need. But if there's a need, if there's a shortage of people in the field, then you got to do it. You got to do it. That's what you got to do. That's what I thought. I think the Rashiva held. You know, there's this Or Yisrael, in the Or Yisrael, in the Nesivis Or, he says that Rav Yisrael, beginning of the Nesivis Or, it says that Rav Yisrael wanted to be a Nister because he reached a conclusion that a Nister can reach a much higher Madrega and Ruchnius because you don't have to worry about Kavod and Gaiva and social pressure. You can do everything the Shem Shemayim. And he decided that the highest level you can reach of being a Nister. And Rav Yisrael trained himself to be a Nister. And he learned Shas by heart so they wouldn't need to have to use Svarim so that he could be a Nister. So he learned half of Shas by heart, it says. And then he changed his mind. And he also taught himself how to daven quickly with Kavana so it wouldn't be noticeable that he's a Tzaddik. And then it says he changed his mind because if you come in Nister, you can't do Arbat Sasaira. And he says, in today's door, you're not allowed to be a Nister, even though you reach a higher level of Shleimus. So I don't know. So maybe you'll say this Gemara is, okay, I don't know. Let's see the Taisus. But that's what I don't understand so much, is that the Gemara here seems to say that Milam de Tinaikas is not, it's definitely, at least the Rabbeinu Gershom says, is not on the level of Talmid HaChamim. That's what it seems to come out. And the Gemara itself is ambiguous. The Gemara is not clear. Rabbeinu Gershon says that the Rabbanan is on the highest Madrega. Rashi doesn't say that. Tamid Yachamim, Ha'oizkin B'tayra Tamid. Okay. But
actually, Where was the previous one?
What?
Where was the Gemara we did last year, a similar Sugya B'Metzia, where we did the same type of Sugya?
I don't know. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that I sent the guys, which was in that Sugya. It's on Yud Zayin in Baba Kama. I don't remember in Baba Metzia.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
So I sent the guys a photocopy of the Isis. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Yud Zayin, and there's a Gemara in Kedushin of... I don't know, but not so much in Kedushin. It's mainly in Baba Kama there.
We had one sugya at the end of Baba Metzia by the summer before the break. Something about writing down the Torah. Writing down.
Okay, I don't remember. You see that you're ahead of me. Okay, let's see Taisus. Let's see Taisus. Omri. In other words, it sounds like that in the his Havamina, he thought that Kochavim is better than Rikia. I don't know exactly why, but that's what he thought, that Kochavim stars, or like a stars is a bigger Rikia, just the light in the sky. I don't know. But the stars, those are like a star is a sun. So a star is a brighter entity than the sky. You know, it sounds like that's what he thought. So comes along Davis and says, no, you have to say not like that. The Rekia is brighter. So Besov Ainu Ivrit Mashma, the Gabe Staka Diva Milandi Tinaikas, because the Gabe Stika is better. The Omar, because it says over there, Lomos Abbas Tamil Chacham. He's a Baz Gabe Saka. Lomos Abbas Gabe Saka. He's a Baz Malam de Tinaikas. And as it says over there, there are three levels. The top level is Tamil Chacham. The next level is Gabe Saka. And the third level is Malam de Tinaikas. So since the Reed says you have to make our Gemara Shtim with that Gemara Saka, so therefore, you have to say that the stars is a higher level than the Rikia is higher than the stars. So now our Gemara and the Gemara and Sochem are the same. So now Taifas tells us, Chan and our Gemara. Taifas is telling us that the Gabe Saka is number one, the Melamde Tinoika, is number two. And then I'm the Tommy Dechum is number one, Gabe Stock is number two, and then I'm the Janikas is number three. Now he quotes that from a Gemara in Sochem. See, I say, I mean, maybe I'm not being. See, if we only had the Gemara and Sochim, I don't think it would have been a kasha under Shiva's Hashkafa. Because the Gemara and Sochim is talking about Shaduchim. So Shaduchim is not talking about Schar. So in a Shidduch, we know Avram Avinu, when he wanted to look for a Shidduch for his daughter, he had Eliezer, who was a super tzaddik, and Lavan and Mesua were super Rishayim. And he went to Lavan and Mesua, not to Eliezer. So the Tarot says, when you're going for a Shidduch, you're not necessarily totally on the sitkas of the father. You want the certain, you know, genes, whatever. So, and the Gemara and Sochim, I would just say that even though it could be a Melamde Tinoikas, might be a bigger tzaddik, but when you grow up in a home of a Talmud Chacham, it has a more hashpah, because sport, the Talmud Chacham is more seeped in Torah, so it rubs off on his kids more. You know, we're not talking about the kids, you know, you got Eden. You know, the father's Gan Eden doesn't rub off on the kids. The father's Kedusha rubs off on the kids.
You're assuming it's a bigger Talmud Chacham, the one that's learning all the time, is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Rebbe?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
No, that could be. No, I'm saying, but why is that? According to Rabbi, it has to be Mukhruch.
Yeah, that's probably Mukhruch. He's busy a good part of the day teaching people that are Amarat, the babies. So
teach the whole day.
It's Mukhruch for another reason, because the Gemara says Talmud Chacham comes from Lamed Tinoikis. So obviously, the Talmud Chacham is a bigger Talmud Chacham than Lamed Tinoikis. Otherwise,
no, maybe he learns all day. No, maybe the learning all day is the point.
If the Lamed Tinoikis is a bigger Talmud Chacham,
but he's not learning all day.
Of course, he should come first.
No, he's not learning all day.
He's having a bigger Talmud Chacham.
The Bashep Shad is
he learned also. He learned a lot.
Bashep Shad is the Lamed Tinoikis. I mean, we're not talking about also like in America, we only work a few hours a day. He's busy all day, like Shmuel Bar Shilas. He's all day working with his Tinoikis.
Good night.
He's not getting into learning be Ian. He's learning.
Two days a year they get off, I think, right? Mr. Khanar. That's what it says, right?
Yeah, it's not like it's a full time job. So, Pashup Shad is, I'm saying,
it's if I only had
the Gemara and Sochim, I wouldn't be concerned with the Rashiva's Hashkafa. Because, okay, you go for a Shidduch, you know, like it's, if you go for a Shidduch, not necessarily the thing to, you don't have to, you're not marrying the guy, the daughter of the biggest tzaddik in Gan Eden. What does it help me that the father gets Gan Eden? You know, you're marrying the one that has the daughter was more mushpa. So they're better, like he went to Lavan and Mesuels. He's better, Midas better. So the Melamed Tinoikis, he's involved all day with our Irish guys, with teaching babies. So that's what he comes home with, and he's writing his worksheets in this. So it doesn't have the same house, is not with the same Kedusha as a person who's sitting and learning all day.
So why is it a problem? So why is it a problem to the read that he has to rearrange to...
No, you're right. If it would have been up to me, I'm just explaining why.
The Rebbe saying every sixth grade Rebbe that came out of
college. Let me give it a second. No, you're right, Sandy. The Rebbe's not saying like me. Now, I'm just explaining, why am I stopping on this Tysis? Why don't you know, you say it's Beferish Gemara Psachim. So what do you want from me? Why are we learning this Tysis and getting all upset that this Tysis is going against the Chavetz Chaim Shita? It's not this Tysis. It's a Beferish Gemara Psachim. So I'm saying the Beferish Gemara Psachim per se, there's no kasha on the Hashgatha.
The Tysis
took this Gemara Psachim and he applied it to this Gemara, and he made it totally Zabizah. And this Gemara, the Chaira, is not talking about Shaduchim. This talking is about Schusim.
So sounds really, very funny what Rebbe's saying. It sounds like a big Chiddush in the
Shita.
And the Shita, that means Rebbe's saying every 50-year-old in Lakewood that's learning all day, and every 50-year-old who learned the Chavetz Chaim now is teaching third grade for the last 20 years, there's more Kedusha in the home?
That could be.
What's that?
That could be.
There's more Kedusha?
Okay, nothing. You want to make me an Atopi Kairos? And they should. I said,
I'm just saying that
I could hear such a thing. That a guy.
I'm just saying, something tells me it was a sheep that didn't say that.
That a guy sitting and learning, you know, it says in the famous Chassam Sefer that was made famous. I don't know, you know, Hamechasa Nimi Avraham, right? You know that Chassam Sefer. It's in his psicha to Yeridea, I think, Shachut Yeridea, that Hashem said, really, I shouldn't give Avram a Nevuah. Why not? Because in order to be Zaycha to Nevuah, you have to be a certain level of Kedusha. Avram Avinu doesn't have that level of Kedusha. He's busy teaching Avdei Avodah Zarah. He's busy cooking meat. He's making tongue for a guest, you know. He's not sitting in it. He says, in order to be zeicher for Nebuah, you have to go and it's by to this and who knows what. So really, Avram Avinu shouldn't have gotten Nebuah. Except that Hashem says, I'm a chasa and he's Avram. Since he's doing it, Hashem Shemayim, I'll give him Nebuah anyway. But you have to say that as far as the Etzem Kedusha, Avram Avinu was not right for Nebuah.
The Mesilas Yesharim says in Chassidus.
That is head in cooking tongue.
The Mesilas Yesharim says in Chassidus that whether or not a person, if their tafkid is to learn all day or whatever, or if he mamish has to work and everything in his key, he doesn't say that he's in Ghana. It says the same level reached in Chassidus exactly.
Okay, you shrugged me up. I know this is Sean. Okay. I mean, the famous Mesilas Yesharim, at the very end of the Sefer, right?
It's in Kedusha.
It's at the very end of the Sefer.
Yeah, at the end,
last page or something. Okay, but it's difficult Mesilas Yesharim. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I don't know. But in Maisa, I'm just explaining why that.
Why isn't Rebbe okay with the fact that the Roshiva held that it's E.F. Shaydi Acher? He always said it's a wasteland, it's a desert, we have to rebuild Tyre in America. We heard over and over again that whatever a person could do, that Mechuyib to do, and this is like that. Ravan Hell's not E.F. Shaydi Acher. Somebody else could do it, whatever. Maybe he is E.F. Shaydi Acher. The Iker is learning. The Rashiva held is E.F. Shaydi Acher. It's a wasteland.
Just for the record, Rashiva claimed that Ravan really agreed with him. Rashiva, just for the record. I'm not saying it, but it did. But Rashiva claimed that Rav Aaron agreed with him, except that Rav Aaron didn't think it's healthy to stress it to the Talmidim while they're learning. Because while they're learning, they should learn the Shema. But after they finish learning, then Rav Aaron agreed. That's what Rashiva claimed.
When are they going to be finished learning?
What?
When are they going to be finished learning?
At a certain point, Rashiva claimed, he said he spoke to Rav Aaron about it. But again, Rav Aaron, just so you have the man is what Rashiva held. Rashiva held that Rav Aaron also agreed that really at some point the Talmidim should go out and they should do our Baruch Hatzairah. Except that he held that while they're learning, they shouldn't be thinking about that because it's a learning should be learning.
Originally, Rav Aaron was behind them sending these 21, 22-year-old guys out to Yechupitzville. Rav Aaron was behind that.
Yeah, okay.
Rashiva fought Rav Aaron that they should stay in learning longer.
Right, that's right. There is such a story out there.
Not that he fought Rav Aaron, but Rashiva said he went to Rav Aaron to tell Rav Aaron that some people are sending out very young. And Rashiva said, after I spoke to Rav Aaron, Rav Aaron took care of it. Not that he was arguing with Rav Aaron.
Rashiva told us Rav Aaron was behind it.
No, if I can't, he told him.
No, I'm batuach on this. I have Rashiva.
Okay, we're going to have an argument. But Amaisa, Rashiva held that Rav Aaron also agreed to him.
You know, he said it was stunk.
Whether other people, you know, I'm not sure. You know, obviously, other time and Rabbi First was here, Shmuel First, who's, I don't know where, is he a Talmud from Lakewood? I don't know where he's from. So, I asked him, I talked about this because, you know, it mentioned this hashkafa about learning your whole life. He told me that Lakewood also believes in our Baruch Hatzairah. So I said, they don't talk about it. It's because the guys can't get jobs. So why talk about something if guys are all depressed?
So what's Rebbe's answer to the fact that Rosh Yeshiva felt America's shiny? America's different. We have to build a cup.
Okay, so that's why I photocopied the Baba Kama. You see that? So what are you telling me? You're telling me that Be'etzem, Rosh Yeshiva agreed that if you have in a normal, the Gemara is talking about a normal world. In a normal world, Rosh Yeshiva would agree that a Talmid Chacham is better than a Melamed Tzinaikus. It's only because today is a Shasat Chak, there's a spiritual Holocaust. So you have a spiritual Holocaust, so it's different. Okay, I hear. It could be. Except the Rosh Yeshiva used, you know, quoted different Gemaras to back him up, including favorite Gemara was Rav Chiya. That Rav Chiya used to, make the flax and cut the,
He started from scratch.
He took off time from learning to do all that. So Rav Chiya learned it because, again, that was, Rav Chiya could have been the Rosh Yeshiva. It said Rav Chiya was supposed to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And instead, he was Isaac and teaching young little kids and catching. So it says that there you see, Harbotah's Tayyar was Zaycheh. And you have that Gemara and Baba Kama, which I will eventually look at. So either you tell me that those Gemaras are talking about a situation, maybe there was a spiritual Holocaust in Rav Chiya's time also.
They kind of that. It has to be a purity. There was a problem. They wanted from purity from scratch.
Okay, if that's the case, so then why isn't our Gemara talking about that case? In other words, if you're going to tell me that America is a Mishugana, is a crazy situation.
I never heard that happen before,
that there was such a major problem, and Rosh Yeshiva only said it in America, but Rosh Yeshiva the Maisa quoted Raya's from Gemara. And it's not just Shiva, there are other people who quote the Raya's from the Gemara. So you see, either you have to say that the problems that we have in America, they had at the time of the Gemara too, or you have to say that it's a lot darker in this situation. I don't know the answer. Which one?
Do we ever hear
it? Either way. So why this Gemara is in Stira to that Gemara of Chiya? This Gemara is in Stira to Tavis and Baba Kama. Look at the Tavis and Baba Kama.
Did we ever hear Rosh Yeshiva say that America is shiny? I never heard that. Have we ever heard that? I never heard that.
Okay. I don't know. What Rabbi Yisrael does say such a thing. As far as wanting to be a Nister, he said that in this story, you shouldn't be a Nister. Okay, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
That's hundreds of years already. That's already a long time.
Okay. So
I remember hearing something. I remember hearing that the Rosh Yeshiva held that being Marvitz Torah is you make you a bigger gadol than sitting and learning. That your miles in Torah are going to go higher. Is that?
Yeah, okay.
So the coasting is far also.
Being a yeshiva and a yeshiva out in the middle of nowhere.
You're teaching little kids. It's hard to say that if you're teaching little kids. The yeshiva has still sent out guys to teach little kids, you know.
But who went to teach little kids?
Ninth grade. It's hard. Ninth grade was going to do that. What?
Is Rebbe getting something?
Ninth grade he had.
What? I'm sorry?
first ninth grade in Brooklyn, right? There's several Russian yeshiva he met from there.
Yeah, okay. What
is Rebbe getting something from Tosis more than Rebbe Gershom?
Yeah, Rebbe because Tosis says, Tosis clearly says that our Gemara is following the same pattern as Pesachim. He also says that even Gabbai Staka beats out Melamed Tzinaikus, right? Even a Gabbai Staka, we would not like that. The Gabbai Staka, that's your Tamchei Shabbos,
we don't see from Roberto Garrison, that part.
Well, that part. Now, that we were saying in the beginning of Shir, as I was going up by Grumblat, that the Yeshiva would not tell someone, the Tamchei Shabbos was to be on the, would be on the bottom of the list. The way I would envision the Yeshiva's Hashkafa is he would put Melamed Tzinaikus first, Talmid Chacham second, and Tamchei Shabbos third. And here, the way the Taisa says it, and he's talking about Schar Noam Haba. I'm not sure we're talking about Schar Noam Haba, but Yaziru sounds like it's talking about the future. Askilim Yaziru.
Gershon says that, no?
What?
Rabbi Gershon, I think, says it's in the future.
Yes, Lassanavo.
Rabbi said that without Tosfos, if you just had the Gemara and Sochem, we would have a different priority for what's a tzaddik and what's a good shver.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, is that so posh? I would think that we would want a wife whose background and priorities are not Lakewood versus Chavetz Chaim.
Okay, I'm not talking Lakewood versus Chavetz Chaim, but in other words, let's take this case. The Gemara says Mordechai. That's what I was saying in the beginning about Mordechai. The Gemara says Mordechai went down in his madrega. That Sanhedrin, you know, the Gemara says the Pharisee. There are definitely people that say that even though he went down the madrega in Bezin, but he didn't go down his madrega in Sitkus. You know, Mordechai is fakir. Mordechai is always is considered the biggest tzaddik in the world. So there are people that say Mordechai did what he was supposed to do. You don't go down in Sitkus for doing what you're supposed to do. He went down in his Chachmas HaTaira. So when they had to appoint him in the Sanhedrin, he wasn't the same. He wasn't as big as the Talmud Chacham anymore. His Kedusha, his HaTaira was down.
So I could hear
that if you want to marry a daughter, so you should, if you have a girl whose father is sitting and learning all day, or you have a Mordechai who's in Achashverosh, and he's running all the Mishigas, all the steak dinners, and all the other Mishigas and the Achashverosh had to run, and he had to help.
Wrong. So
you can hear that a daughter,
I'm just saying, that's
in a house, but the only Torah is better. Okay, then you don't want to have a daughter of a Mordechai. You know,
depends how you frame it. Of course, you could say the Mordechai is the Yitzim and Aklal, but generally, the Talmud Chacham is the person who chose to sit and learn and not be a Malami Tinoikas, because most people can, if they want, be a Malami Tinoikas. The Malami Tinoikas took the Rashiva Hashkafa. And we're saying we could hear, even according to the Rashiva, he would say, but for your daughter, find someone who didn't follow my Hashkafa and is sitting and learning as a
Shavuot. Maybe not. Maybe there's a reason. Now, there's a good reason. Not everyone, for whatever reason, he said, we're not saying, you're saying that Talmud Chacham is a bum. He didn't do it. Rashid Ashkavas. They didn't have a position. They weren't any, they were not, everyone gets positions, you know?
Well, the Gemara is, I'm not the one who's making, the Gemara says very broadly, if you have a choice, first get the Talmud Chacham, no questions asked. Not only the Talmud Chacham who couldn't get a job, all Talmud Chachamim. If you can't get that, then go to the second grade Rebbe.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, but
Rebbe,
I don't know if it's so schwer. If that was the only question, I would, in other words, I wouldn't shlug up the Hashkafa of the Yeshiva from that. But this Gemara makes it more difficult, I think. And especially if there are people that say that teaching Tinaikas is on a higher Madrega than teaching older people. There's definitely there's a safer. I'll have to send it to you people. Maybe the Shaila is who's on a higher Madrega, teaching Tinaikas or teaching Avreichim? So the Shaila, such an early Shaila, the Chuvis, brings that Shaila. I'll send it to you. And he brings it to a big machlekes at the, I forgot who, the Marib and Lev, I think, says Tinaikas Shabbat Rav is a bigger mitzvah. And the Chikre Lev said the other way. So machlekes. But the Machli Ephraim says Tinaikas Shabbat is a bigger mitzvah. And the, I think it was the Marib and Lev. And the, and the whole slew of early Achrayim say that teaching Tinaikas is a bigger mitzvah because of that Gemara that the Odom is Kayim a Hevel Pienj shall Tinaikas Shabbat Rabban. And he wants to say it's a machlekes of sugyas is safer.
How come none of the biggest Rashi yeshiva, the biggest gedolim, how come they all taught because it was Ehav Shai De'Acherim to teach their level?
I don't know. It could be we don't pass it like that. This Shai of the Chuvis, I forgot the name of the Shai of the Chuvis, but I'll send you that. It brings to machlekes achreinim. He says the Marsha is mashma the other way. That the bigger, because I told you, there's a steer in Gemara. One Gemara says, the world is kaim and hevel pian shel tinaikas shabbeis rabim. And there's another Gemara that says, "Ein hakadosh baruch hu ba'olam v'adavad amas shel halacha." So in that amas shel halacha, they understand that to mean not tinaikas shabbeis rabim. Tinaikas shabbeis rabim are not on the level of asukei shmeis alibi the hilchusa. So they say there's a steer in the Gemara. So, okay, it says the machlokes achreinim. So maybe the world is mekubal to paskin like those days. You know, the other way that's greater.
Well, what about the fact that the person himself could be on a high madrega, because the fact that he could teach older people, doesn't that mean, Moshe, you got to be a heavyweight to give this shir, but you don't have to be a heavyweight to teach first grade. So isn't that itself
according to Rashiva, I don't think that would be a cheshbon. Theoretically, according to Rashiva, you're supposed to do what the door needs, not what you need, right? You don't teach, what you want. You teach you what the Talmidim need. So it's a Rav Chiya, the classical Rashiva is right from Rav Chiya. That Rav Chiya went ahead and wasted his time catching deer. You know, that's pretty wasting time. He caught the deer, he planted the flax and he made the nets and he caught the deer and he skins the skin and that's all pretty wasted time. But he felt that that was the best.
Why did the Rashiva go be Mitsunakis?
Okay, maybe because we say that we're paskening. That teaching on a higher level is greater, probably.
No, having a yeshiva bechlal is different. It's one thing getting a higher job in the base medrash. If you're making a yeshiva, then you're making it's a whole different. You're a founder of a yeshiva, right? There's no shaykhs to be. You're not just a hired rebbe.
Yeshiva always told this story, but he never said who it was. I know maybe I never heard who it was. Maybe somebody else here knows who it was. That one of Rav David's chaverim came to Rav David. And he was complaining that there are no jobs in America or something, no positions for him. And Rav David told him, why don't you become a Melami Dardiki? And, plenty of they need a Melami Dardiki is in America. And this Gadol got very insulted. And he told Rav David, why don't you become a Melami Dardiki? And Rav David said, I would, except that Hashem gave me the different job. I got a yeshiva, so I'll do the yeshiva. Apparently, you have a yeshiva, that was takes precedent. But if you don't have a yeshiva, so you should become a Melamed Dardiki. I don't know. Anyone know that who that was with?
Your yeshiva didn't say. Yeah, he didn't say who it was.
Didn't say.
Yeah. Rav David said, I have a yeshiva. I have a job. I have a job. Already.
Yeah, I have the job here in the yeshiva. Yeah. I don't know whether he meant. Yeah.
It was probably when he was still in Tarvidas.
What?
It was probably when he was still in Tarvidas.
Okay. I don't know when it was. I don't know who it was, when it was.
I thought the Rosh Hashiva considered himself a Melamed Dardiki.
Yeah, okay, but not Dardiki.
That's what he told me once, that he's a Melamed Dardiki. That's
the compliment. Yeah,
but he was an alumnus of Dardiki. But I think that this person, he meant they should do a real Dardiki. Shiva considered himself alumnus of Melamed Dardiki. That is true. Shiva held that every yeshiva in the world is really Melamed Dardiki, because the madrega of people today is he felt that if you don't teach Torah on a high base medrash level, people will become not Shomer Shabbos. So it's as a dinim alamit darike, because it's meant to keep them to be Shomer Shabbos. But okay, anyway, so I'm going to send you that other tshuva, and maybe look at that Taifas and Baba Kama, because the Taifas and Baba Kama does seem to say that teaching Torah is on a higher madrega. So that's really the stira. If we didn't have the Taifas and Baba Kama, so maybe you could say that our Taivis is talking about, like someone said, when the world doesn't need it. And she was talking about in America, where the world needs it, after Rav Yisrael, and not after America. But Taivis and Baba Kama is also speaking.
Didn't you do this with Baba Kama?
What?
I'm pretty sure 2 years ago we did the Sukhi and Baba Kama.
Okay, but we didn't do this Taivis, and as his promise is Sira. So I sent you that Taisus. So the end of the Taisus, Taivis seems to say that teaching Torah is greater than learning Torah. Right?
That's Rebbe, it's not so much about Talmud Chacham versus Gabbai versus the position. I mean, that's what I think the Binyan Olam, and it goes through and brings the Eshnois Eliyahu, the famous from Ampeya, that it's one word of Torah is more than anything.
Rashiva held that teaching Torah is also Torah. When you teach Melamed Dardiki, this definitely Rashiva held, and I saw this in other Svarim, that you're also Mekayim. Talmud Torah doesn't have to be, it's learning on a high level. If I say, Achos Timna, I forgot the pasuk is.
What's the pasuk?
What? He said, Achos Timna. Talmud Torah. And a mai.
That's the Gra. The Gra. That Rebbe. That's the Gra thing.
I said you're supposed to learn on whatever the highest level you can learn. But if you have to be Melamed Dardiki, so that's the highest level you can learn. So your Mekayim Talmud are on the highest level. So
that's where you're stuck. Exactly. That's what the Gra is saying. Yehud Gram Shein Lamshir.
Talmud Torah and our Batsas Torah. So of course it's better. All right, let me try. I'll try and send you some Aramikaimis, and we'll see. Hopefully tomorrow.